Consequently, when you make an analysis, you must never leave out the oppressor. I listen to many people talking about the situation in Zania, South Africa. They say, Inkatha is fighting ANC with the lazy and Mandela fighting, and they leave it at that. What about the racist pigs? They have nothing to do with this? Did they not instigate it? Do they not put fire on the fuel? Do they not add to it? I mean, it's just these two stupid Africans just fighting against each other? Anytime you make an analysis of an oppressed people, you must include the oppressor. Anytime you leave out the oppressor, you blame the people for the conditions in which they find themselves. All right. We said our task is to inspire you to come to live up to your responsibility. We started off by telling you that capitalism is a backward system. Not only does it seek to exploit our labor, it comes to deform our very thinking. It must do that. Knowledge has but one fundamental purpose. Its purpose is to alleviate the sufferings of humanity. Knowledge has but one fundamental purpose. Its purpose is to alleviate the sufferings of humanity. Capitalism, a backward system, makes everything a commodity. I mean, if something cannot be packaged and sold on the market, it's useless. It's of no value at all. The only way value is measured in America is by its marketable ability to be sold on the market. In other words, in capitalism, everything becomes a commodity. And of course, private ownership of this commodity is what everybody kills for. Because once you own it, it's yours. I mean, you got it. I mean, this private ownership concept extends everywhere. Men even make their wives their private property, you know. Capitalism is such a backward system that it took human beings and made them a commodity. Those of you who are Africans in this country know that your mothers were sold on auction blocks. Of course, you